new episode of The Brand Called You. I am Arini, and I'm with a professional turned entrepreneur and now a business coach and also the co-founder of The Brand Called You, Ashutosh Garg. And today we are talking about, should startup entrepreneurs have a coach? Hello, sir.
Hi, Arini.
So can you please help our viewers understand who is a business coach?
So a coach is an individual who, based on his or her experience, can help you or any entrepreneur or a startup individual to realize their fullest potential based on all the experience that they have. Okay. So therefore, you know, as an entrepreneur, and it's often been said, an entrepreneur's job is a very lonely job.
Right.
Very often you don't know who to speak to.
Correct.
A coach is an individual who can then come in and say, based on my experience, I can guide you. I can ask you lots of questions. I can help you think through some of the challenges you're facing. And most importantly, I am there to listen to any challenges, any dilemmas, any concerns, any worries that you as the entrepreneur may have.
Okay.
So it's an all-encompassing role that a business coach can offer to an entrepreneur.
Okay. So now let me understand, who needs a coach? Is it only young entrepreneurs in their 20s and early 30s who don't have that professional experience? Or do seasoned professional turned entrepreneurs also need a coach?
I would say everyone needs a coach. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because the challenges we face are very similar. I am much older than you.
Right.
I have got lots of experience from, you know, in different businesses, industries, etc. But there are many areas that you know better than I do.
Okay.
So you could become my technology coach.
Right.
You could become my coach to be able to understand what are the needs of millennials.
Right.
I could, on the other side, become your coach to be able to tell you what are some of the challenges you're facing as you're building your business. So there is a lot of mutuality that can happen in a coaching relationship.
Okay.
And every individual could have a coach.
Okay.
Whether you are a young person or an old person, we all have challenges, we all have issues, we all sometimes get lonely, we all want to be able to talk.
Right.
And therefore a coach is there for everybody.
Okay. So the next natural question is, how must one choose a coach? I know you, I'm lucky to know you, but then a normal individual or even a young entrepreneur might not know where to actually go search for a coach.
So, you know, I think that's an interesting question. It's very important to identify the right coach.
Okay.
And based on your own needs. So let's take an example. You're building the brand called You. You're very good in technology. You are now looking to be able to market it to different people. There would be individuals who got lots of experience in marketing a media tech company. Right. So therefore, the coach that you could be looking for is someone who has expertise in media tech.
Right.
Or you could be having challenges in human resources.
Right.
As your team starts to grow and become bigger and bigger, you may need an outside intervention or input to be able to manage your human resource teams better. And this is different from getting a specialist who will be able to come and say, I think you should do it like this. Because the role of a coach is to work with you and ask you the right kind of questions so that you are in a position to be able to find answers from within yourself.
Okay.
A coach does not necessarily have to come and say, I think you are making a mistake, you should do it like this.
Okay.
Question that would be, Arini, I think you're looking at a challenge. Have you considered two or three different options? And more often than not, the answer lies within you.
This is a basic difference between, let's say, coaching and executive education.
Yes and no, between coaching and mentoring.
Mentoring.
A mentor is a person who will come and tell you, I think you should do it like this.
Okay.
A coach is a person who will say, have you considered two other options that you could look at? Because there are two ways of doing something.
Right.
One is an individual who is guiding you into thinking through the problem, which is a coach. Mm-hmm. The other one is a person who's telling you that, you know, maybe you should do it in a different way.
Okay.
Subtle difference, but clear difference also.
Right, right. So who is a good coach? Is there a certification that exists?
Yeah, there are several bodies around the world. Uh-huh. You know, if you were to Google certified coaches, you'll get hundreds of coaches across disciplines.
Okay.
And you can pick and choose. You can write to these bodies. Mm-hmm. You can ask friends. You can ask some senior or older people. Mm-hmm. In the old days, in India particularly, coaching was basically done either by a godfather figure within your organization, who was your mentor or who was your guide, and therefore you would turn to that individual for guidance, or it was an older family member. Right. So, you know, you would turn to an older family member because of their experience, right, and you would ask them for guidance.
Right.
So, in the old days, that's how it evolved.
Okay.
Today, it is a professional certification that a coach can get. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the interaction can be on a much more structured and professional basis.
So you mentioned about a family member often turned a coach. So in today's scenario, family business also form a huge chunk of our business ecosystem. So do family business persons also seek advice outside their family and appoint a business coach now?
Absolutely. Across the world, family businesses have a lot of coaches. They get people from outside because that's one way to be able to bring in new thinking into if I can call the gene pool, to say that, you know, here is some new thinking that's coming in. In India, we're beginning to see a little more acceptance of coaches now in the family business ecosystem, because now they're beginning to realize that there can be significant inputs that they can get from outside to make their own family business much stronger.
Okay, okay. So moving on, now what are the areas that an entrepreneur can seek advice from a coach? So is it finance and people, or is it a wide range of...
I agree. I mean, what you're saying is very, very interesting. Let's look at some of the challenges that we face as entrepreneurs,
right?
The first and biggest challenge that every entrepreneur faces is how to manage people. Okay. Now, if you've got a really experienced coach who has worked across industries or in the domain that you are in managing people, and if your teams are growing fast, then I think getting such a coach to help you in identifying, determining, strategizing what you will do with people becomes very important.
Right.
The second set of challenges that a lot of people face is business planning. Now, you and I have spoken about writing business plans. And more often than not, business plans are written, or in several cases, they're not written at all. But if they are written, then those business plans have to be thought through carefully, and they have to be reviewed on a regular basis, and they have to be reviewed dispassionately.
Right.
What every entrepreneur does is that when they face a challenge with their business plan, they are able to rationalize to themselves to say, oh, that day, you know, we had a problem, or this particular quarter was too hot and therefore we were not able to sell, or winter was too severe, or something happened in the supply chain. Something can go wrong.
Right.
When you have an outsider as a coach who is going to hold you accountable to what you are committing, first to yourself, then to your stakeholders, and then to all the investors, then your thinking starts to change.
Right.
So writing a business plan is important. Reviewing the business plan is even more important, because your coach can then keep you on track to say, Arani, this is what you have committed. No rationalizations, no excuses. Now let's sit down and say, what went wrong? What can we do better?
Right.
And how can we make the next quarter better?
In the course of running a business, one of the most important things is governance, writing down the rules and also enforcing them.
Correct.
Is that something that I can seek advice from?
Critical. Absolutely critical. governance is something which a lot of startups don't even think about.
Right.
And what is governance? Governance is making sure that you are following the right practices. You're not violating any laws.
Right.
You're doing things within the spirit of doing business.
In
short, you're doing things that in a few months or in the long term cannot get you into trouble because you cut corners.
Right.
Of course, the detailing of governance also is that, you know, your board meetings must be held on time. If you're a company, they must be held by every quarter. Minutes must be recorded, filings must be done, etc., etc.
Right.
So there are coaches who can help an entrepreneur in determining what is the right governance practices to follow.
Okay.
So it's important to be, and it's a very, very critical subject which most startups don't even think about.
Right. So another hot area of almost all entrepreneurs is fundraising. You know, you have a business, you have an idea, you're doing it over the course of time, you need funds. So is that also something, is fundraising something that coaches can help with?
Yes. Funds are the lifeline of every business.
Correct.
Without money, no business can survive.
Right.
And most startups really are bootstrapping their entities till they're able to raise money. While fundraising itself will get done with an investment banker who will take you to an angel investor or a private equity investor or whatever level of investment you're seeking, putting the whole document together, determining how much money you need, how do you present yourself, what are some of the strengths that a company has? These are all subjects that a coach can guide an entrepreneur with.
Okay.
Because again, a coach like this who has had investment banking experience, someone who's had experience in fundraising, that you may have an entrepreneur who sold their company and they have the time, or they want to be a coach. So, you know, they've been there, done that. They've seen it all, and therefore they can impart a lot of knowledge to the entrepreneur.
Okay. The other thing you often mentioned about warm introductions, you know, it's not just enough to just give an introduce somebody to somebody. It's a warmth of the introduction matters.
Yeah.
Is that something, let's say, external relations of the entrepreneur with the outside world, is that something that coaches can
help? I agree, absolutely. So, you know, we all speak about networking.
Correct.
Right? Everyone wants to network.
Right.
And it takes years to be able to build a network. A network is not something where I go to LinkedIn or I, you know, go to someone who's got a large email database, send out 10,000 emails, and then say that now I've been connected to everybody.
Right.
You know, you must be getting so many unsolicited messages, which you don't even respond to.
Correct.
So, external relations could be contacts with people within your industry. It could be contacts with the local authorities. It could be contacts with people who can help the company grow. So, these are all relationships that a coach could have established over their years and years of experience, which they can bring to the table to an entrepreneur.
Okay. The other very interesting thing that I learned after I met you was the legal process. Before my interaction with you, my legal process was limited to whenever I thought that I'm going to be in trouble, only then I spoke to lawyers. But here we spoke to lawyers even before when we did not need to. So is that, why is that important, and what's the role of the coach in?
See, the way most businesses function in the world, including with us in India, is that we all function within a legal framework.
Correct.
Right? So whether it is something as simple as doing a shareholders agreement, or it is something which is doing a contract with an outside party.
Correct.
Or it is something which gets involved in you know, an issue or a litigation with someone else who you're competing with. And, you know, this litigation does not necessarily have to be started by you. Somebody else could file a case against you.
Right.
How do you protect yourself? One is to just go to a lawyer.
Right.
Right. And a lawyer will always be available to be able to give you advice.
Right.
And they're expensive. But how do you optimize your relationship with the lawyer? How do you ensure that the lawyer is being asked the right questions, the lawyer is giving you the right time, and how do you hold the lawyer accountable? You know, we've often discussed accountability for our own selves as entrepreneurs, with suppliers, with employees, with staff, whoever else. A lawyer is providing you services. So once again, a coach comes in and is able to, based on their his or her experience, is able to say, I believe that we are faced with this litigation. You, Mr. Lawyer, are our corporate lawyer. Let us sit and discuss what the challenges are. Mm-hmm. And as a coach, this is my perspective. And now let's take it forward.
Right.
So therefore, getting sure that legal matters, legal processes, compliances are all followed is something that a coach can guide an entrepreneur in. Ultimately, the entrepreneur must recognize that the responsibility of meeting government governance matters, legal matters, statutory matters, right, financial returns is always with the entrepreneur who has fiduciary responsibility.
Correct.
The coach does not take on fiduciary responsibility for the business of your company. The coach only helps to guide you in ensuring that what you are doing is done more effectively, in a more efficient manner.
Okay, great. One last question, and this is a question I've been thinking about over the last few months. We have had a lot of coaches on our show as well, and some of them are young, like in their 30s or 40s. So is a coach only supposed to have gray hair, or is it, or a young person can also be a coach?
Oh, anyone can be a coach. Okay. You know, just a few minutes ago we spoke. I mean, you could coach me on areas that you have expertise.
Right.
So every individual has expertise.
Correct.
Right. If I want to be your coach and I say, listen, I can coach you on something that relates to really deep technology, I would be fooling myself because I don't have domain knowledge at all.
Right.
So therefore, I can coach you on areas that I have spent a lot of time understanding what the background is, what the business is. But I cannot claim to become a coach in areas which I have no knowledge about. For example, I cannot coach somebody to start running a marathon. You know, you run a marathon, therefore you can coach me on how to run a marathon, right? I cannot coach you on how to lose weight. That's something I keep struggling with myself all the time. But I can certainly coach you in how to be a more effective CEO. I can certainly coach you in how to run a better company. I can certainly coach you in how to manage people much better. I can certainly coach you in how to build your brand, etc., etc. So therefore, it's very critical for everyone to be able to find the right coach. But more important than anything else in the relationship with your coach is to make sure you are honest with your coach. Okay. You cannot reach a situation where you don't tell the truth to your coach and then start to evaluate your coach. And we just spoke of accountability again. You, as the person who's going to get coached, must also define parameters which will hold your coach accountable to deliver what he or she is promising.
Wow. Right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Aranya.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for The Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.